Last month, Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton spoke to the Bloomington Rotary Club about the issues in the city, from housing to job creation. We bring you a portion of his comments now for today's WFHB Community Report. This clip begins with Hamilton speaking about the fallout from the November 8th election.
Despite all of that uncertainty and stress, I know that Bloomington today hasn't really changed from Bloomington of Monday, November 7th. Our community will continue to be committed to the diversity that drives our energy, our creativity, our innovative feeling, the diversity that is in our bones as a value, that's what we believe in, that's who everybody belongs here. I don't think that has changed. Our empathy, our civility, our demand for respect of all of us, our work to make this community continue to be a place that welcomes and is a great source of opportunity for people wherever you come from, whatever your walk of life, whatever you worship, whoever you worship, whoever you love, whatever your gender, whatever language you speak at home, this is your community. I often wear a bracelet, which I didn't wear today, which is one of my favorite words, which is the word, and we said it this morning, indivisible. I wear a bracelet just to remind me that we are, in the end, I think, indivisible. I do want to go through a few slides. I want to talk a little bit about the community and where we are, where I think we're headed, some of the issues. You can call it reflections from a 10-month mayor. First 10 months, I've got to ride the back of a garbage truck and drive a street sweeper and go to a water main break and give an award to a first-year lifeguard who saved the life of a young child at Mills Pool. And there are many people doing so many good things in this community. Is, of course, wonderfully vibrant and diverse and progressive. Zero on the bottom and $4 million on the top. That's the ridership in the Bloomington Transit over the last 30 years. That's an incredible growth. We are the largest per capita bus system in the state, and we're right up there nationally. Those of you who are Bloomington residents, we have a combined capital asset of about two-thirds of $1 billion of assets that this community owns. We own together. Capital assets, infrastructure, land, buildings, machinery, and that's a big amount to take care of. When I said that Bloomington didn't change from Monday, November 7th to today, we're still the same Bloomington, all the positive aspects I mentioned. It's also important to note, we're not some magical nirvana either. Bloomington has challenges. We have challenges as a community, and one of the things I've talked about in the campaign last year and that I've worked on this year is really trying to think about what are those fundamental challenges. Just to name a couple, jobs and wage growth. In 4 years, not during the national recession, but right after the national recession, for 4 years, our metropolitan statistical area, which means Monroe and Owen counties, had a shrinking economy 4 years in a row. Now, our economy, we don't always feel it the same way that you would hear about it and feel it in a state. But 4 years of a declining GDP to the extent of 6.5% is a big deal. We've rebounded a little, but I just learned this week, I hadn't seen this statistic. In the last 8 years, the number of jobs in our community has shrunk by 500. There are no guarantees that Bloomington's future continues as it has been. We have some incredible employers who help create an amazing economy here, but we have to be very focused on job growth, wage growth. We have to be thinking about what the future is, where we're headed, and what comes next. Another issue is affordable housing. We are the most expensive market for rent and ownership in the state, looking at our income. If our community is not a place where people from all walks of life can live, it will not be the Bloomington that we love and cherish and want it to be. We have to figure out how do we create strategies that will help us protect affordability across the spectrum. This just doesn't mean affordable for people at 50% of median. This means affordable for people who are working full-time and two wage earners working full-time in the city of Bloomington, making sure people can live here. Here's what we need to do from government. We need to say what we will do and do what we say. This is going on right now to think about what is our community going to look like as a built environment, physically. What do we want to be like 25 years from now in 2040? Anybody heard of I-69? I had a meeting this morning with some people who drove down from India. My first question always is, one, did you drive down 37? Yes. Two, was anybody working? Not many. I have to tell you, it's extraordinarily frustrating that we have such lack of information and lack of progress. And this road should have been done by now between here and Martinsville. No matter what you think about it, I know nobody's in favor of having a road under construction for so long. And it's going to be another year, and they have to get their ducks in a row to get that done. That's going to be challenging. It's going to be opportunities for us. It's a big factor for our community. If I ask some of you, if we did a poll in this room, what do you think the most important issue facing the city was? I'm not sure you'd say jobs. I'm not sure you'd say affordable housing. Some of you would probably say public safety or how the downtown feels or the mood of our community and what I see downtown. Our violent crime rate has doubled in the last 10 years in this community. We don't talk about that much, but it's important to acknowledge what's going on. We have more people. We're part of many national trends. We have more illegal drugs being used in this city than most of the professionals have ever seen before. We have serious challenges with mental illness services, services for people with addictions. Vagrancy is more visible. These national trends affect us, and we have created a really important group that's talking with lots of people about how to address that. I wouldn't want to be mayor anywhere else. I'm incredibly optimistic about Bloomington's future. I think we have an amazing collection of people, capacities, imagination. The future is bright, but it is not guaranteed. We have to talk about the challenges. We have to work together in the midst of what are now an evolving landscape of the kind of support we're going to have nationally and at the state level. That's okay. We've done that before. But we have some big issues. We got to talk about them. We got to acknowledge them and work on them. That's what I like to do. And you will hear this, too. I believe government has to experiment. We have to try things. They won't all work. You won't like all of them, I'm sure. I believe government, we have to learn to experiment, try things. It's like the new economy where all the buzzword is learn fast, fail cheap, learn, keep evolving, learn what you do. Governments are not built for that. We're built to avoid mistakes, because mistakes, that same place that publishes columns publishes mistakes every time. You know, media finds mistakes, and that's what they do. That's all right. That's what they do. They do a lot of good things, too, but that gets our attention. Look at the national campaign. So governments are really good at trying to avoid mistakes, but we must get better at trying to solve problems, which means you have to experiment with things. So I apologize in advance. We'll be doing some things, one, you won't like, two, that won't work. But our job is to get feedback, improve.
Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton speaking last month at a luncheon hosted by the Rotary Club. The event was recorded by Community Access Television Services.